A reading for Maundy Thursday evening, taken from Luke's Gospel. Peter denies Jesus. We knew something was up because all the temple guards suddenly left in the middle of the night, and they took one of the band of Galileans, Judas was his name, with them. He's a funny one, that Judas. I've never been too sure about him when he's visited. He seemed a bit shifty. We had heard that he was one of this Jesus band of followers, but the rest of them normally kept clear of the temple and scribes as much as possible. Though they had been in the temple when the prophet, as he was called, was chucking all the stalls about the other day, causing right chaos they were then. But something special also happened. He had healed people. We saw it with our own eyes. But tonight this guy, well, something was up. He looked both delighted and sad. It wasn't long before they came back with the prophet, but Judas was not with them. Someone said that he had been well paid to tell the guards of a quiet place to arrest the man. Some of the prophet's followers were hanging round. One of them, called John, seemed to know the priests and came right into the courtyard. But his friend, as called Peter, was hanging back a bit. They were the only ones. We guessed the others had run away. Well, good riddance to them. It was a bitter cold night and seemed to get colder, but we had a fire going and we all gathered round. The prophet's two followers were also in the yard, trying to keep out of the wind and nearer the fire. One of the girls who served here challenged Peter and said, "Aren't you one of his followers?" But he denied it. Then one of the other servants said, "I'm sure you're one of the prophet's men." But again, Peter denied it. I know it seems strange, but I understand why he did this, because he was afraid. He wasn't wanting to be caught out, and also not wanting to go too far from where his leader was. Even so, I felt that I had to challenge again. He was a Galilean, a fisherman, here in Jerusalem. Surely he was a follower of the Galilean prophet. Yet again he denied it. It's as if we hadn't seen them with Jesus in the temple before. And just then, a cockerel crowed, and Jesus turned and looked at Peter. And Peter fled in tears.